KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says the province is grappling with deep-seated inequalities.
Reflected in racial, class and gender disparities, these inequalities perpetuate overwhelming human suffering among marginalized groups, including underprivileged communities, women, children, people living with disabilities, senior citizens, and those living in rural and township areas.
Ntuli is currently leading the province's Human Rights Day event at the Olive Convention Center in Durban. The event has brought together government leaders, civil society organizations, and communities under the theme Deepening a Culture of Social Justice and Human Rights. Ntuli says the province has witnessed a disturbing surge in violence.
Child abuse, elderly abuse, racial incidents, xenophobia attacks, substance abuse, and neglect of vulnerable groups. I think we'll be not doing justice if our gathering today cannot resolve individually that we are all going to stand together.
We move to a developing story in Gauteng. Four people have been shot and killed, and several others have been left injured in what's believed to be a clash between community patrollers and a group in Soshanguve. Police spokesperson Brenda Muridili says detectives, as well as forensic experts, are currently combing the scene and interviewing witnesses.
Witnesses reported that other victims, now confirmed to be eight, were taken to hospital in private vehicles as well as ambulances. Preliminary investigations suggest that at about 3 a.m., a group of community-based patrollers were converging to continue with their patrols when they noticed five people on the street. When the group approached the five, a quarrel broke.
Muridili says public order police have been deployed to the area. And back home, community leaders in the south of Durban say it's time for residents to confront the societal issues facing the area before they escalate further. Residents of Mirbank, Bluff and Wentworth held a walk yesterday to pray for healing for those affected by substance abuse, health issues and domestic violence. Desmond Dessar from the Community Building Credible organization says he hopes the efforts will help bring peace and stability to the areas.
Government needs to come and deal with the problem and to work with the community. We have been asking for them to work and to work with the community so that we can resolve these issues. And unless government comes and work with community people, we are absolutely on our own. We can't win. We won't win at all.
Here's what's in store for us on the weather front tomorrow. Durban, Newcastle and Margate, a high of 29, Underberg 26, Kokstad 27, Mooi River 30, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith 31, Richards Bay 32 and Ulundi 33. Sea swells are reaching 2 metres in Durban tomorrow morning with sunrise at a minute past 6. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Nushera Sudhial.